The NCAA's, the college athletics decision makers, has announced new rules for certifying agents who want to represent college athletes. Among other requirements, the NCAA is now asking that all agents have a bachelor's degree. Some are calling this rule the Rich Paul rule for the powerful agent who represents basketball legend LeBron James, among others. Rich Paul doesn't have a degree. He's an African-American, relatively new in this business. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, I'm so sorry to hit this so directly on the nose, but some people are. They're wondering, is there some kind of racial element here? What's going on?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past the NCAA to be at least clueless when it comes to the implications of its policies. Now, let's just go back half a step and explain what this really is about.
Right.
If a player goes last 4 years in college and goes into the draft, or even if a player is great, Zion Williamson goes 1 year, goes into the draft, gets taken, he's going to hire whatever agent he wants because he's not going back to college. But there's another class of players that might want to put their toe in the water, and they might want to declare eligible for a draft, and they might want to get an agent to help guide them in this process. A couple years ago, they were able to do that, but once they hire, they were able to say, well, maybe I'm eligible, but once they hired an agent, that's it, their eligibility was gone. So now the NCAA is loosening its rules forced by an off-season cheating scandal and some recommendations by Condoleezza Rice. Well, maybe we could let these kids who are testing the waters hire an agent. That could help. But what kind of agents? And then they come in and they describe, they to certify an agent, the NCAA says, among other things, you have to have been certified by the NBA for 3 years and have insurance and also a bachelor's degree. And then people said, you know, the greatest athlete, the greatest agent in the sport would not qualify. That seems weird.
Wayne, we should say he is grandfathered, which is kind of even weirder. He's grandfathered since he's already, you know, doing this work. But, you know, right. L.A. Laker LeBron James and Oklahoma City Thunder's Chris Paul have both come out against this rule. And Chris Paul arguing, you know, maybe if not racist, this is a little elitist because life experience is often as valuable as a diploma. Witness Rich Paul.
Yes, yes. And also, I was thinking about this. The greatest Hollywood mogul of all time, Lou Wasserman, who made his name as an agent, was only a high school graduate, okay? So he didn't go to college. I could understand, though, to perhaps bend over backwards. You know, the C in NCAA does stand for collegiate.
Right.
So maybe they would favor or take as a proxy a college degree as equaling more than it does. But that's kind of their whole hustle, right?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
a cartel. They're trying to consolidate their power. And one of the statements they're trying to make is, and a college degree is proof that you could continue on in this game. Although I do agree with the players. I do agree with the powerful agents. It's a poor proxy for someone who will steer an athlete correctly.
Well, and they're battling the NBA right now, which is proposing lowering the draft eligibility age to 18, which eliminates college, which a lot of people are against. So maybe that factors into this as well. Mike Pesca here now is a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Rich Paul, again, an example of how, you know, you can sometimes do it without college. Mike, thank you.
Yeah, if you're friends with LeBron,
that's
you're welcome.
Right.